you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The president took no act that, in fact, deprived the special counsel of the documents and witnesses necessary to complete his investigation. Apart from whether the acts were obstructive, this evidence of non-corrupt motives weighs heavily against any allegation that the president had a corrupt intent to obstruct the investigation.
Thank you, Attorney General Barr. If you were with us at the beginning of the hour, you heard Harvard Law School Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz lay it out as plainly as it could be stated. But you cannot have obstruction of justice and have complete and total cooperation. That's the weird thing that Jerry Nadler and these committee heads are all trying to thread the needle with now. They're trying to say that the president, through having motives that he didn't necessarily love the fact that the special counsel was happening, that he had motives that he might have invoked, he might have been willing to invoke legal powers that the president has in order to put an end to something or fire someone who wasn't doing their job. They're trying to say that these illegitimate motives, whatever they're divining them to be, prove obstruction. Attorney General Barr laid it out. Trump wanted nothing but transparency. He wanted nothing but absolute cooperation. He allowed many of the 500 witnesses were parts of the executive branch, and he encouraged them to go give the truth. He never once told any of them to do anything other than to cooperate. So if you're hunting a dog that has just given out, Jerry Nadler, just give it up. But you're not going to. In fact, I've been hearing all day sources in Washington saying you and Pelosi and the other committee chairs, you're wanting to drive this all the way through to the election. Well, when you do that, you're not going to be offering helpful solutions to solve the nation's problems. So if we spank you right back out of office after just letting you come in 2018, you'll have only yourself to blame. And maybe, Jerry Nadler, you're in such a district that you feel like you'd be protected. But we can certainly remove you from being the chair of the committee any further. Complete, total vindication. Vindication Thursday. Kevin McCullough. It is good to be in America today. We'll see you next time.